Adina Perlman from Chicago asked, what are the halachas regarding not talking and doing things after saying the bracha of Hamapil and Kriyishma? If a time passes and a person can't fall asleep, are they allowed to talk or do things? Really, according to halacha, one should not talk nor eat after saying the bracha of Hamapil, because the bracha of Hamapil goes on sleep, and there shouldn't be a separation between sleep and the bracha. However, there are those that hold, the Aruch HaShulchan amongst them, that the bracha of Hamapil is not on going to sleep now, but on the concept of sleep. And therefore, talking or whatever in between would not be a problem. If one can't fall asleep and must eat something or talk something, b'di'evid, you do not make a new bracha, but l'chatchila you shouldn't talk or eat between. You can read a book, listen to a tape or something like that between Hamapil and falling to sleep if you can't fall asleep. If you already fell asleep even for a few minutes and then reawakened, then you can eat and speak or whatever, and before you fall asleep again you should not say another bracha of Hamapil, but you should say the first parsha of Shema.